7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's a beauty out there. Some of you are getting some rain. That's helping the plants to prepare for the winter so that they're full of energy, full of moisture, so you have less dehydration and winter damage. Some of you are getting sunshine, and that's going to allow you to get out there, clean up your yard, get some work done, and get your plants ready. To help encourage you, I've asked a good friend and very knowledgeable gardener, Ashton Ritchie. Ashton is a former county extension serviceman, and he worked for O.M. Scott's company for many, many years. He's semi-retired and still an incredible gardener, and I thought we'd ask him to join us this morning to give you some ideas of what we should be doing now to prepare for the winter months. Ashton, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Boy, it's
how's
nice
everything
out there this morning. The sun's shining here in Atlanta, and I'm going to actually maybe do a little yard work today.
How cold are you this morning in Atlanta?
Well, this morning we're running at right now about 45 degrees.
I guess the fall season has arrived, Ashton.
Yeah, I was down in Florida the last couple of days doing some stuff down there with your friend Tom McCubbin down there. And, you know, they were griping about how cold it was down there. And you know how those Floridians are when they start talking about how cold it is. And those of us that live just a little bit further north, we have to chuckle.
Yeah, once it gets to be around 60 degrees, they start bringing out the boots and parkas and gloves, and they are very, very thin blood down there.
But you know, here's the trick that good gardeners know, good lawn owners know, that other folks maybe think they're done because you're starting to get in a little chilly weather. But I tell you what, put on your coat and go out there with your lawn spreader, because in most areas of the country, there's still time to do that last fall feeding. And if you already fed your lawn one time this fall, you're well on the way to help improve the root growth. But if you can do that last fall feeding with the Super Turf Builder Plus Winter Guard or the Turf Builder Plus Winter Guard, then your lawn will be so much better off next spring and next summer than the folks that are sitting there by the heater inside the house thinking, I'm going to stay warm.
I'm glad you said that, because in the first hour of the program at 6 o'clock here, I was telling people about what I saw at Scott's in July when I was there, and you were telling us about and showed us where one section of your test area you had brought in leaves, ground them up with the lawnmower, and spread them all over the lawn, and then added the fertilizer, and a different section was just straight fertilizer, and the difference between the two plots in the spring, when you grind those leaves and pine needles and allow them to stay on your lawn. Tell our listeners.
Yeah, the key is with today's really good mulching lawnmowers, you can grind them down to dime size or smaller, which might mean that if you had 3 or 4 or 5 inches of leaves on your lawn, going across the leaves with the lawnmower several times, but you get it down to dime size, and then you feed with the Turf Builder Winter Guard, and it's like you're creating a compost pile on your lawn, because the soil is still warm. Even though our our air temperatures might feel a little bit on the chilly side, the soil is still warm enough so that there's microorganisms in there, and you get the right carbon-nitrogen ratio with the leaves and with the turf builder winter guard so that you stimulate those organisms to start to break down those leaves and turn them into compost. And as a result, your lawn is and your soil is really improved. And this research was done in conjunction with the Scotts Company and Michigan State University. And as a result of that research, a lot of folks now can just avoid raking the leaves up and leaving them over on the curb for the city to pick up and filling up our landfills and all that. They can actually put away the rake and compost the leaves right on their own lawn.
I was really, really impressed in seeing, and you had side-by-side plots where you could see the difference, and it really did show a noticeable difference between the areas where you ground in all of the leaves and areas where you did not. And
yes.
If you're listening, don't rake the leaves. Grind them up with your lawnmower. It will save you an awful lot of work.
And if you've got a significant other that's not listening to the program and you need permission to do this because they're going to get mad, they're going to say, no, you need to rake the leaves up, and you're just trying to take the easy way out, you have Paul Perrin and Ashton Ritchie's permission to have them go to the Scotts website and read up the real information about that. And that way you might be able to get out a little work and help your lawn and your soil at the same time.
What's that website, Ashton, where they can go to get the information?
You get the permission?
Yes.
Would be scotts.com. And when you get on the website at scotts.com, there's all kinds of information. There's actually a video showing this, this whole process of composting tree leaves on your lawn. And there's I do a blog on there. There's all kinds of videos. There's ways you can identify what kind of lawn you have, your weeds. You can download an app for your smartphone that you can use to send a picture of something, a problem that you have to us, and we will get an answer back to you. There's all kinds of good information at the scotts.com website.
Now, you just brought up something. If homeowners have some weeds on their lawn, is it too late to try and kill them now?
That's a great question. A lot of people think spring is the time to kill weeds, but fall is a great time to kill weeds. The key is that the day that you put the weed control down, the temperatures need to hit 60 degrees or above that day. It doesn't have to be 60 degrees when you put it on the lawn, but it needs to hit 60 degrees or above that day, and that means the weeds are going to be growing enough to absorb the active ingredient into their through their leaves and into their roots and would do enough damage there to kill them, root system and all, without hurting your good grass. And you have two routes you can go. If you want to do it the same time you're putting down your winter guard fertilizer, you can use the winter guard plus two weed control. Just put it on moist foliage, say first thing in the morning when the lawn has dew on the ground, and pick a day when it's not going to rain for 24 hours. Or if you just have a few weeds and you just feed your lawn with a regular winter guard, and then you can spot treat your weeds with Ortho Weed Be Gone Max. And there's a number of products that are ready to use that you can just spray those weeds. And weeds like ground ivy and some of the clover and some of those weeds are really easy to control. Baby dandelions from the seeds that blew around in the spring are germinating out there right now, and they're going to give you dandelions next spring. But if you whack them right now while they're young this fall, then you will have considerably less dandelions on your lawn next spring.
Yeah, so it's we're not asking you to go crazy, but if you're noticing that there are weeds there, you've got the time right now. If you wait until May, you're trying to plant the vegetable garden, you're trying to plant all of your annuals, window boxes, containers, and it takes time to do all that. So if you want to save some time in the spring, then you can use the winter guard with the plus two or the Weed Be Gone Max, spray it on there, and you can do a great job now, and that way in the spring, when the grass grows, the weed's already dead, and it can fill in all of those holes.
That's got it.
Okay, now, when the weather gets cold, the mice come in. And remember last year, the number of mice we had coming into the garage.
You and I had an ongoing battle with mice. Back when I was living in Ohio, you and I would swap emails back and forth about how many mice we had caught with the Ortho Kill and Contain mouse traps that were just, they were great at catching mice. But I can't remember exactly where we ended up, but I know you, I think you won. How many mice did you get?
We ended up, and I don't know how the heck they're getting inside my garage. There's no food source at all, but we ended up around Christmas with 72 mice coming into my garage.
And well, you know, they're looking for warmth. You know, they've been outside. They're looking for warmth. Evidently, the garage is a little bit warmer. And they don't need much of an opening to get in. I mean, someone said to me that this like could be the size of a quarter, and they can squeeze through there. And the neat thing about the Ortho Home Defense Kill and Contain mouse traps, it's like a little tunnel. And you open up this little trap door. You put in the peanut butter on the trap door. You close it up. Then you pull the lever down, which sets the trap. And when the mouse goes in there, the lever springs up. It kills the mouse immediately. But you don't see the mouse. That's kind of what's key. And you can throw the whole trap away, mouse and all. And, you know, what I like about it is we have cats, and when the pets are walking around.
It's safe for everybody. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in the tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bone-Eyed Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bone-Eyed Wilt Stop.
Greetings again, this is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't. And opportunities knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ashton Ritchie and trying to give you some ideas of what we should be doing at this time of the year as we put the garden to bed. And one of the things that's happening with the cold weather is some of the insects are looking for a place to go where it's nice and warm, and they're going to be coming into our homes through the cracks and crevices. Ashton, what would you apply around your foundation to keep those insects from coming in? Things like spiders and ants and, you know, common everyday insects.
Well, I've had great luck with Ortho Home Defense that you spray it around your the perimeter of your home. And I tell you what, it comes in both a granular form and a ready to use spray, but it also comes in a concentrate that you can mix and even in a sprinkling can and put a nice wide band of protection around your home, and you can do it around your windows, and it keeps the insects from coming in trying to find the warmth. And you mentioned spiders, but I've had good luck with it with carpenter ants and many of the other kinds of insects that try to get into the home.
And it's not too late to do it now.
No, because this is a time when they're trying to get in, and what I like about the product is it has no odor. It doesn't stain, so you can get it up on, right on around the base of your home and actually, say, put it right on your siding or on your stucco, and you don't have to worry about it staining. But it gives you that protection, and this would probably be your, unless you lived in the deep south and you're doing it, every couple of months, this might be your last one of these that you would do for the year. But I do it several times in the year, and it helps to keep insects from coming into the house.
Great. So we've got to put the lawn to bed, grind up those leaves, then fertilize them. And then we've got to set up the trap so the mice aren't coming in, take care of the insects that are going to try to come into the house. What else should people be doing at this time of the year, Ashton?
Watching their favorite college football team and hoping that, we're going to have a good year. Don't you just love college football?
College football is wonderful. Saturdays, it wouldn't be Saturdays in September and October without having plenty of football to watch.
And you know what's interesting is the average size lawn out there, you could feed it with turf fertile winter guard during the halftime of your favorite college football game. You could, when it went to the halftime break, you could go out and do your lawn, and then you come back and you are ready for the third quarter.
How important is it to put down lime in the fall of the year, Ashton?
Well, if you have a soil test that shows that your soil is a little bit on the acid side, then lime is a great way to raise the pH of your soil, make it less acid. And if, when it's less acid, that your grass will do better. And fall is a great time to do that because you're going into a time when you're going to have alternate freezing and thawing of the soil. And as a result, the lime works its way down to where it can do the job because it moves very, very slowly in the soil. And so fall is by far the best time to make that application. And you can put down as much as 50 pounds of lime per 1,000 square feet based on what a soil test would tell you. And if you have a real low acid pH, it might take several years of doing that then to build your soil back up.
Now, one question that I get a lot, what and where do we do with our leftover weed killers, insect controls? Where's the best place to put them for storage during the winter months?
Well, you don't want them to freeze, and they're not going to freeze as quickly as, say, just regular water would, but they will freeze, and so if you need to not necessarily put them in a warm place, but put them in a place where it won't freeze, and maybe it's in your garage, maybe it's close to the side of the garage that's closest to the house rather than the side that's closest to the outdoors might be the place to store them on that side. But you don't want them to freeze. Now, the granules, they're fine. Just keep them sealed up in the package. And as long as the moisture doesn't get to them, your lawn fertilizers and lawn food and all that, your garden food, will stay fine.
And if they freeze, will that help them to break down faster so they're not as effective?
Well, you know, that is a really good question. I've heard it answered both ways. I think that for the most part, products that are designed today can take adverse conditions better than the old products used to be. And I know Ortho mm-hmm. spends a lot of time making sure that products remain stable no matter whether the temperatures are real high or real low. So I think you can be assured if you buy an Ortho that you're probably going to be okay.
Wonderful. Anyways, keep them in a cool space. Thank you, Ash. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bobex at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Oh, excuse me, something went down the wrong way this morning. It's the fall season, and a lot of us at this time of the year begin to feed the birds. And a lot of us that have been feeding the birds during the summer months probably haven't cleaned them all summer. So I thought I'd invite C-Ann. She's our bird lady from Wild Delight, and we've had her on for the last 2 or 3 years, and gives us great information about feeding the birds. So I think today we'll concentrate on getting the place set up for the birds, cleaning them, and what type of food. So, C-Ann, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, other than choking on my own spit here this morning. I'm fine.
Well, don't do that. That's no fun.
No, it's not fun at all. For our listeners that have been feeding the birds all year, and now we're getting into the winter months, and we want to ensure that they stay on our property, tell us how we should clean and what we should use to clean the bird feeders so that they have a safe winter.
Absolutely. It is important to keep your feeders and your feeding area as clean as possible. And, you know, like you do your spring cleaning, you need to do your fall cleaning. And that means taking your feeders down and cleaning them out. I use a solution of, white vinegar and hot water and a little scrubby brush. They make special brushes that can reach all the way down into the feeders. Now, they do make feeders now, and they've really come a long way because, years ago, they didn't think of cleaning. Well, now a lot of companies have gotten on board and are now coming out with feeders that are much easier to clean. They basically disassemble. Now, I mean, that's when you're going out and you're looking to buy a new feeder, there's a lot of very decorative feeders out there, very eye-catching and stuff, but you really have to keep in mind, is this feeder easy to clean? I've got feeders home now that the bottom clicks open so you can reach it all the way through. They have feeders now that have they're called a ring pull, and you pull the metal rod out from the center and all the ports pop out, and they make it really easy to clean. Because if you don't clean, bacteria is going to grow on them, and that's not good for your birds. There's even a company now that's making feeders that are infusing what they call it like a microban in the plastic to help fight bacteria growing on your feeders. So you really need to take them down. Now, I use hot water and white vinegar. You can also use hot water and a very mild dish soap, a very light solution. But make sure you really, really rinse it well. And then let them air dry.
Okay, and how often should we clean the bird feeders, Cianne?
Well, it all depends on what kind of bird food mix you're using. Many years ago, I used to have to clean my feeders almost every 2 weeks because the mix I was using was extremely dusty. And that dust stays in your feeders, it accumulates, it clogs your feeders. So you really want to try and get a clean mix. Now, our company makes the Wild Delight, and it's an extremely clean mix. I don't have to clean my feeders that often because we don't have all that dust and debris that accumulates in your feeders and clogs it. So, if you're having your feeders clogging every 2 weeks, really rethink of what you're putting in your feeders.
Now, if you have a feeder, and this time of the year we tend to get a lot of stormy weather, if you get a good driving rain and the water gets into the bird feeder and the seed all sticks together, should we dump that seed onto the ground and get it out of the feeder?
Well, if it's wet and nasty and the ground is wet, you're just adding wet to wet and it's going to stay wet and it's going to get moldy. I mean, if you get to the feeder right away after it stops raining, you don't really need to throw that seed out. What I do is I open up a newspaper, and I dump the seed out on that and spread it out, and I let it air dry before, it dries before the mold gets on it. You don't have to, seed is expensive now. You don't want to be just willy-nilly throwing it away, but you also don't want to leave it wet in your feeders because that's going to cause mold, and the birds just aren't going to eat it. And we've had a ton of rain this year. I've had to do that several times.
Okay, so the best thing is just to bring out a couple sheets of newspaper, empty the seed from the feeder onto the newspaper, let it air dry for a couple of hours, and then put it right back in again.
Yeah, you can salvage that wet seed as long as it hasn't been wet for days. Because then after a few days, it starts to go, and you really shouldn't use it. But once that rain stops, check your feeders. Especially if it's that hard driving rain, like you said, and we've had a ton of that this year.
Yeah, we really have had a lot of driving rain. Now, if for the first time gardener who is deciding to set up some bird feeders, what would you recommend for a general purpose mix to get them motivated, to get them excited, and to draw the birds into their yards?
Well, of course, you know, the most preferred seed by the widest variety of birds is going to be sunflower. So you want to look for a mix that is heavier in the sunflower. And then, you know, I don't use mixes with cracked corn in it. I'm not a big fan of white millet. I avoid red Milo. I mean, read the ingredients. Know what you're buying. But sunflower is a good way to start. And then I like mixes that are dolly it up a little bit with different fruits and different nuts. So you get that variety of nutrition to your birds.
Yeah, I know. You make the most incredible seed. My birds are so fussy now that if I run out of Wild Delight and I'll buy something else, they'll start squawking and saying, hey, we don't want this stuff.
Yes, I mean,
you put things in your bird food that no other company does. I mean, you put fresh nuts, you put berries, but you put vitamins and minerals and electrolytes. So, you know, for people that have a cat or a dog, they want to give the best of their cat or dog. And if you want to have good birds and you want them to come back day after day, and you want more and more colorful birds, you've got some of the greatest mixtures that I have ever seen out there. But it really is a way to keep the birds healthy.
Absolutely. I mean, what you just said, I gave a bag to a friend of mine, and then she called me up complaining. She says, I need to get more of that because I bought something else after that ran out, and the birds just won't eat it.
Yeah, you've got a very, very good mixture. And for people that want to put a bird feeder on their deck and they don't want to have the mess of all of the seed hulls, you make a wonderful mixture. And I gave a bag to a friend like you, and they said, we don't like to have the birds come in the windows because there's so much mess all over our deck with all of the seed hulls. You make a blend that has no seed hulls on it, so everything is eaten by the birds.
Right. That's our deck porch and patio, and that's just sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, and pistachios. No shells, no mess. Because, you know, birds are birds. Birds are messy. You know, they just fling things around. So, yeah, if you've got your feeder up on your deck, you don't want shells all over the place. So the deck, porch, and patio fits that bill, and it's completely consumed. And that's another thing. Even on your feeders out in the yard, you know, if you're using a regular seed mix and you're getting shells all over the ground, you should really rake that up weekly and discard that because, you know, that'll accumulate. It'll, you know, mold can grow in there. You really should keep the whole area nice and clean. So I rake it up every weekend. You know, that's one of my little chores. I go, it takes me, you know, 5-10 minutes, just rake it up real quick, and I bag it and I throw it away.
And this time of the year, the birds are getting, you know, they're busy trying to find a place to live. How important is it to keep that bird bath out there for a while?
Oh, I keep mine out year-round. I have two heated bird baths. I call them my birdie jacuzzis because in the wintertime, it's even harder for them to find fresh water. So if you have a bird bath out, that's an attractant. That'll bring them in even more because the water is that much harder to find. So I've got one in the front yard, one in the backyard, and it's so wonderful to watch when it's snowing. You know, you see the cardinal out there, and there's snowfall, and the steam is coming up from the bird bath. It is very cool to watch, and they just go crazy for it.
Now, tell us about your website so that people can get additional information.
It's www.wilddelight.com, and we even have a birders club on there where you can join, And you can actually blog people across the United States and ask different birding questions. It's a wonderful tool.
It really is. What else should people be doing at this time of the year, CN, to prepare to attract the birds into their yards?
Well, hopefully they're feeding year-round like I do, but I'd like to make sure I also have an ample supply of suet out there. Because don't forget, birds' metabolisms are extremely high. Birds must eat their weight in food every day. I mean, that old saying, oh, you eat like a bird, you know, that really is not a compliment. Because that means you're eating your weight in food every day like a bird does. So I like to make sure that I've got plenty of suet out there because that is just high in fat. So I've got this really nice suet log out there, and I make sure it's packed full of suet all the time.
Okay. Now, you said three seeds that should be avoided. Cracked corn.
Cracked corn I'm not a fan of. Very few birds eat it. What it does is it attracts undesirable birds. And a lot of birds kick it out onto the ground. You know, if you're seeing a lot of waste underneath the feeders, you really got to rethink of what you're putting in your feeders because the birds are kicking out what they don't want. And when that seed is all over the ground, number one, it can go moldy and rancid. Number two, it can sprout and grow. Number three, it can bring in undesirable creatures like mice, rats, possums, raccoons, you know. So creatures you really don't want to attract to your yard.
Exactly. Now, the other seed that you were talking about was Milo. Now, what does Milo look like so that when people go to the store and they pick up the bag, they can see what this seed actually looks like?
It's a little round red seed. And very few birds, if any, eat that. I know mourning doves will eat it, starlings and grackles. But your pretty songbirds, they don't eat it.
Okay. CN, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. We want you to get excited about the birds. Check out the website, www.wilddelight.com, and we'll have CN on many, many weeks.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Hollytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Espoma. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof antidesiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Lots to do this fall. That's why I wanted Ashton to come in and give you some ideas. Wanted C-Ann to talk to you, because if you're not a person that feeds the birds all year, if you want some during the winter, you've got to start applying the bird seed in your feeders right now. Because right now, they're deciding, do I have a food source here? If not, I'm out of here. I'll go someplace else. So if you can set up your bird feeders this weekend, the birds will know that you will take care of them during the winter months, and they'll stay around, and you'll have great enjoyment watching all the birds. So that's a job for you. When you're down at your local garden center, remember, this is the time to plant bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, all of your minor bulbs. And if you get my newsletter, if not, go to paulparent.com. Click on newsletter. And if you click on it, put in your email address, and you'll receive a free newsletter every single Thursday. Now, this past week, we talked about some of the indoor plants. I started with the split-leaf philodendron, one of the easiest tropical plants for you to grow indoors. So if you're a new gardener and you want to try a house plant, I think probably the most difficult is a ficus.
ficus requires a lot of sun, lots of humidity, and you get a lot of leaf drop. But the split leaf philodendron is almost foolproof, and I've told you how to take care of that. I talked a little bit about a family of spring and summer flowering bulbs called allium. And they are also called blooming onions. Not the ones that you buy in the restaurant, but these are flowering onions with incredible flowers, white, yellow, pink, purple, grow 6 inches tall, up to 3 to 4 feet tall, with blooms an inch in diameter, up to 8 inches in diameter. So there's a lot of unique plants there. The week before, I gave you 10 or 12 what they call minor bulbs. These are bulbs that are small, very inexpensive, and are very, very strong. They're able to spread, to multiply. They're bulbs that you can use to naturalize an area. So if you have a piece of your property that you mow every now and then, and you want to put some bulbs in it, you take a crowbar, you punch some holes in your lawn, push in some of these bulbs, cover it with soil, and they will bloom in your lawn as long as you don't cut it. When they get done blooming, you'll give it another couple of weeks to mature, and then you can mow the grass, and they will come back year after year after year. Great for rock gardens. But there's a lot of wonderful bulbs out there. But you won't know about them unless you sign up for the email newsletter. Again, go to paulparent.com, click on our newsletter, and I want to tell you this, within the next 2 weeks, we will have a brand new website. We're very excited about the new website, because the new website, we're going to ask all of the garden clubs to send us information about their events, their plant sales. That will all be in there. We're going to have a list of national organizations like the Hosta Society, the Daylily Society, and a lot more. And we're going to ask you to send us pictures of your garden. And we're going to put them on the website. That way you can brag about your flowers, whether they're indoors or out. A lot more coming up right after the news, weather, and sports.